It's a simple invitation. You've got did all the heavy lifting. I swear. Yeah. All the heavy lifting. All the lifting was you for you to fail. That's the point. Spirituality is not for you to succeed. If you succeed, watch out. It's going to turn into a cult very quickly. It's meant to fail. Why there are no saviors? You don't need to be saved. You don't. Nothing's happened. Nothing's happened. In this dream, a lot happens. Yeah. But when this dream's over, the fact is nothing ever happened. It was all dreamlike, all dreamlike. The only thing that gave it meaning was you and I observing it. We are the awakeness of this dream. Yeah. For that dream to seem real, it has to seem real to somebody. We play that role of a somebody. So you're sitting as an audience listening to a narration of a show, and there's assumed that you're in it, and that microscopic looking into that has sucked you into the play, and you've lost the sense of the screen, yeah, or the space. That's all seemingly in the dreaming. It's only in the dreaming that you can seem to be asleep. Only in the dreaming. And basically everyone is inherently awake. And in the dreaming, you can seem to be awake to that. In other words, it's appearing to be true to you, or you can seem to not be awake to that, which means it's appearing not to be true to you. It doesn't change the fact that you're awake. It's just that simple. Most of the time, when you are obsessed with this idea of Paul or David, you're trying to be unawake quite a lot. That's the goal because you've had enough. The lights are on all day, the thoughts are going all the fucking time, and you'd like to get some relief. So you mostly, a lot of people, their whole cultures that just do fucking heroin and opiates. Yeah. They don't want to feel coked out. They want to be sleeping against the wall. They gave up. I used to party when I was, one of the years I was out there, I was with a lot of people who did coke. It was incredible. Yeah. And then most of them started doing heroin. And there I was, hey, let's go to the club. They're all like laying on the wall. It was over. I swear to God, they had given up. I kept going out. Yeah. This is just, so yes, this is questioning the spiritual seeking as we know it now. Yeah. And not doing anything about it other than switching the emphasis. The emphasis is not that it succeeds, the emphasis that it fails quicker. Yeah. So that you can see it quicker and then just move on. Yeah. Move on. Stop trying not to be a novato when you're a novato. Just completely be here wherever you are. And there you go. You will know when there's not much more to do. You will be placed in the availability of the present moment. And all that stuff to try to get in it has been done. It's been, you're lost. And so you're here before you get here. Yeah. You're here before you arrive in the moment. You don't leave. Yeah. Completely different, quite lighter. Yeah. So this message, again, presupposing, this is what the head does. Pre means is important because when it supposes you're a thing, you feel like you're a historical thing. Yeah. So the head supposes it now, but you feel like you're historically what it's supposing. That's a presupposing. Yeah. It supposes you're a thing, yet you feel like you are a historical thing. Same thing with doing. When it claims the doing, you don't feel like you're the doer of that. Making that mocha, you feel like you've made tons of mochas. Yeah. You feel like a historical doer. You feel like a historical seer, a historical feeler. The idea that we have of time is being used to have this occur. You could not pull this thing off even for a second without time. Yes. So it's a whole magic trick. So when you feel a sense of individuality, the mental logic that we have followed, whatever, or there's a following of it, that mental logic believes if there's smoke, there's fire. So if there's a sense of individuality, there's an individual that's putting it off. There's no individual. As Buddha said, events happen, deeds are done, but there's no individual doer thereof. He could have just said there's no individual doer of, but it was much clearer to say there's events happen and deeds are done, because that's what the head has to validate that it's the doer. Well, there was events happening and I was doing the deeds, yes? So he uses it, there's deeds and events, but there's no individual doer thereof. That's the whole message. There's a lot of doing, but there's no doer. If the recognition of there's no doer doesn't mean doing stops. Tons of doing continues on and on and on, but there's no doer thereof. Yeah. So the ownership is questioned and you're released from that bondage of doership, seership, hearership, feelership, thinkership. Yes. You get some fucking relief. Yeah. So that what? You can travel lighter. And maybe you'll be of more help when you're traveling lighter than when you're trying to travel lighter all day. Yeah. Have you ever tried to? I remember I would be doing Tai Chi and I had all these practices to try to keep my spiritual condition fit, maintain it. And I'd be in like Vancouver Island with this beautiful woman I knew, and she'd want to go horizontal, you know. I said, "No, vixen, no. I've got to finish my form, blah, 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 blah." Life came in with this beautiful invitation. No, it's fucking insane. It's insane. I remember we moved to Ireland, I mean, no, Australia, and we left the woman I was with was in this Course in Miracles group in Wisconsin called the Endeavor Academy. She used to live in Byron Bay, so that's how I got to Byron Bay. I went with her. And we got one of the guys that had been in this place in Wisconsin was a very rich guy in Byron Bay. He had this huge property and he had places on it. And this one duplex he let us rent. Yeah. And every day he would want to sit and meditate at 5:30 to 6:30. So he'd drive around in this like golf cart around 5 o'clock all around the property. Hey, don't make any noise at 5:30. So he's going on, you know, and he was coordinated when he was going to be able to be at peace, 5:30, when peace was available at 5 or 5:05 or 5:04 or 5:08. But he had it manufactured. 5:30 it starts, no sound on the property.
Control environment.
And I'd be sitting there. It's just like when you'd be surfing and you'd be on a wave and another guy thought it was his wave. So you're both off the wave and the guy's staring, "Hey, that was my wave." And then you're just going, "Wave, wave, all these waves, wave," while we're having an argument with one wave is yours. Wave. Which one is yours now? Wave, wave. They're neither of us because of this fucking conversation. My wave. Yeah, it's just insane. I mean, literally. So yes, this is the message. Just like a lot of people can get a lot of out of the message of recovery, but really, the target is for people who have crossed the line in addiction. Yes. Because that was the specific target. They wanted to have the people that were insane or following the insanity of the head before they drank and drank, they wanted that to change. And they thought, we can't do it on a mental level, so we're going to call it a spiritual solution. And if you follow what we do in that program, you are going to be restored to sanity concerning that insanity of the first drink. So I haven't started drinking in 37 years. Easiest thing in the world. What's hard is to stop drinking. It is, could be very difficult. And you don't want to start because you may not stop. So if you don't start, you bypass all that. And then you're just here for years, years. Yeah. So presupposing of the non-existent thing. If you need that's the body. Yes, that represents the body. There's a presupposing by the head and tons of reinforcement that the body is the existence. So just like people, when they say, all I am is consciousness, it's sort of weird because they picture all they are as a body. So they're like a huge body with all there is consciousness. You can't think outside the body idea. The brain interprets life to the body, of which it is a part. If you're a believer in the Course in Miracles, it's right there. The brain interprets to the body, of which it is a part. So when you hear all you are is consciousness, it pertains that consciousness to the body. That ain't it. Yeah. And so when someone says, you are, th there is no body, what hears that is a body identification. So I felt that didn't work, because then you get into a condition where you're walking around saying, I'm not a body, I'm not a body, as a body. It doesn't do anything, because what is not a body doesn't chant, it's not a body. Once whatever is not a body knows it's not a body, it doesn't need to be informed of it. Yeah, it's not a body. What the idea of being the existent thing mixed up with the non-existent thing is very confusing. So we want to get out of something, but there's a true belief that we're in it. So we're chanting, I'm not this or I'm not that. It doesn't go anywhere. It's just reinforcing the David that you want to be out of. Yeah, it doesn't. You saying you're not a body is not making it not a body, because you're not a body, period. What you're trying to convince is the body. Yeah. When you hear this message, you're not trying to convince the body. You hear it as a non-body. When you hear an aha or you get a whack not as the body. It vibrates through the body. You get a whack from your knowing, which is not of a body. That's the instantaneously getting of the message, is you are already that. Yeah? The body is not already that and never will be already that. Yeah. Yeah. So, yep. Think that's enough. Eh? When you want to open up. And if you believe you're the head and a body, just surrender. Yeah. Throw up your hands and say, listen, here's the will in life that something is driving in this case. I turn the keys over to you. Yeah. And whatever you have me do, just give me an idea of it. That's what you having me do. I'll go for it. Yeah. The action figure, instead of getting into not a body as a body, it just mattered. It's much more applicable to the action figure to surrender, really, because it believes it's been doing shit, so it can entertain not doing the shit. So you use exactly its lack of you use the program to undo the program, as the Course would say. You and I are the dreaming of the dream, and we're going to dream ourselves out of the dream. So you're going to use the programming that seems to keep you in the dream as a way of dreaming oneself out of the dream. And surrender is the key. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. All right. Shannon, are you running the show today? Yes. Great. Pause. Yeah.
Message.
Yeah. Here it is, vibrating. But I gotta go somewhere. Yes, you can. That vibrating continues. Wherever you go, it's wherever is. Yeah, there's no escaping it. Therefore, there's no arriving. You haven't left, so you can't arrive. Yeah. See it. Look at the pause. You can hear it in the space. Yeah, it's pulsating. That it wasn't by hyperventilating for 30 minutes. Or starving for a week. It's just hearing a message that doesn't go into the form of no knowledge, but goes to the knowing. That's all. The knowledge that you would love to find of non-duality is already known in you. Yeah, it is. The aha that non-duality message triggers is different than any other response. It's a sudden like whack, and there's like a super relief for that second or something. Yeah. And you really, really feel you're onto something. It may be drowned the next day, but for that 1 minute or 3 minutes, there's really, it's as bright as can be. Yeah. Yeah. And usually it was, you were completely unprepared for it. You did not set up any circumstance for it to come. You did not beckon it. You did not beseech it. You did not mea culpa it. It was just readily here at all times, right where you are, with no requirement necessary to meet it except the ones you have in the head. And if they're not your requirements, they're not binding and they're not your requirements. What you are does not have any requirements about being what it is. None. It's what we're not has the requirements. Yeah. It sets up an obstacle course where it should be a leisurely a walk of expression and observing a spiritual path. Instead of it's like a minefield you got to try to go over, you know, barbed wire, all these temptations, all this and all that. You're not going to be a super person. Just be an ordinary character, freed from all the extra weight that comes with it. Yeah, that's all. Traveling lighter. Yeah. Okay. Bring it on, or not, we can start saying goodbye. I've got things to do today. Oh, this is great. Well, I'll start saying goodbye. Oh, Dr. Joe. Fertino, all right. I hesitate to do this, Dr. Joe, but for some reason, I've gotten softer in my old age. All right, Dr. Joe, come on in.
Hello, hi everybody. Yeah, lovely to see you again, sir, and everybody here. Angel blessings, happy holidays. Yeah, to share a little bit, I guess, and I've been listening, and this kind of almost like Chinese finger trap idea of enlightenment, right? Of I know about it, but I can't make it happen, you know. And it's a very real thing, a very real, you know, personal experience that we can have in our life. And when you said this kind of reverence, you used your hands in this whoa sound about the universe and about existence. And what a more appropriate kind of manner of relating, you know, to the path of liberation that can be, you know, than this kind of a struggle that can seem so scientific and appropriate sometimes. So I love the innocence in everyone. Not just you, of course, you know, you know, it's something that doesn't go away, you know, that eternal innocence quality that we have and curiosity that you could say is the whole path of liberation anyways. And there's certainly nothing wrong with science and
Yeah.
taking life seriously, but there is with unnecessary suffering, and that's what you're helping with, you know, and this wonderful dialogue. So just to share, and yeah,
Okay,
hope
great.
everyone's
Thank you.
doing good.
Thank you. So I want to share about there are many paths, but they don't need to have a path of anything. Yeah. Does it need to be a path of liberation? Let's just say if there's paths. Yeah, and everyone finds themselves on one. Yeah, almost like, you know, no matter how slow you're going in the airport, when you're on one of those moving sidewalks, you're moving. You may not think you're going anywhere, but you're going somewhere. Yes, it's just going like this, like this, like this. You've already stepped on that. You're already in the tiger's mouth. You're already on the escalator at the airport. You'll notice without any effort, the gate is getting closer because it is the gateless gate. You rush ahead, the plane's going to leave when it leaves. You rushing isn't going to get you into Omaha faster. Yeah. Just get to the gate, sit down, wait for the message. Yeah. There you go. And then you'll go and recognize your seat assignment. As they hustle you past first class and you go to your familiar economy. or basic economy now. Yes. But realize if the plane went down, the people in first class would die first. If the nose went down, they'd be the first to go. You still had a possibility of being saved. That's a good quality of basic economy. You're as far as you can be on the plane on the other side of the point. You could have 3 more seconds. That could have been an eternity. Yes. You could have made all your amends in those 3 seconds, clean the cloth of your seemingly dirty vestment as an action figure and go peacefully. Yeah, not bad. So it's first class, it may not be all that it's put out to be. Maybe there's an incredible value in basic economy. Yes. Dog shit awareness. Yeah. If you're on a high thing and you fall, you're going to be dead. If you fall off a curb, it's not that far. So dog shit awareness. Good place. Good place to be. It has a built-in humility. It does. A very strongly built-in humility. Yep. Yeah. Yes. All right. Anyone else? No? Okay. I think I'll start saying goodbye. I mean, you want any more? Sometimes short and sweet is great, yes? Just whack and then let it reverberate. Yeah. And remember, all we're doing is drinking the water and yeah, the hose just has a role, that's all. Yeah. The message is it's the message and the messenger. The message is not of the messenger. It's the message, yes, and the messenger. The messenger is hose-like, the message is water. Yeah. You wouldn't want to drink a hose, I don't think. But you need water. You do. Yeah. All right. I'm giving everyone a chance. Dr. Vertino, you've crossed your line of questions for a year. You only get a certain amount, and you're way over that. Yes. Okay. Yes. You don't know how much compassion we've exhibited. But if you, oh, let's Kathy. Let's bring in Kathy then, and then Mr. Joe. Kathy, Cleveland.
Hi, Paul, and hey, everybody. I wondered if you would say again what you were saying about being a one or being a zero.
Oh, the number. All right.
Yeah.
Well, in the mental process, its mathematics is based on you. Yeah. Primary number one. Yes. Yes. So it's a self-centered system. So the system is centered on one idea. That's you, self. Yeah. Now, just negating that primary number, it doesn't even need to be replaced, but we just say zero. Yeah. And then
Okay.
run the numbers and see how it goes. And I bet you the numbers will promote a traveling lighter when there's not the primary number one. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So you have that experience a lot when, if you've been in recovery and you do service or you're involved in service, what gets diminished is the primary number one. And then you feel what it's like in the
To
nothing.
be
You feel unavailable.
a zero, yeah.
Yes. So the head runs with that primary number one, and therefore its great gift is its failures. It's a failed system. Yes, and that's what it's here to show you. That's what it says in the course also. What can a failed system show you? Well, I answer that it's failed. That's the point. Yeah. You hit a point where
That's the good point.
you hit a point where it's the personalness that keeps you hanging out in it. Yeah. When you see it's not you, you can see the failure of it very clearly. When you take it to be you, you're trying to avoid that and hide it. And you do it, and people do a whole lot of shit to distract themselves to from recognizing the failure of the system, because the system does not want to recognize the failure of the system. And you are representing the system. Yeah. So there's a virginness of you that sees before that, and you can come to a conclusion and be convinced by relying on a failed system when you finally become convinced it's failed. It's no more, I gotta tinker this a little bit, I gotta wait this. No, the horse is dead, you get off. Yeah. The reason why you keep riding the horse is because you think it's you. Yeah. Or that you bought a big saddle and it's not Christmas yet. And you don't want to look like I spent $3,000 on this saddle and I'm putting it on a dead horse. No, I'm gonna breathe life into that horse. Yeah. So this is what the evidence is all there. It's what's collating evidence is the problem. The you rushes in and says it's the one that heard this invitation. It is not the one that heard the invitation. What's hearing the invitation will start questioning that one that says it's heard the invitation. That's the beginning of real relief, because most of us have been trying to get relief as the system. This is relief from the system. Yeah, and it can be described and you can understand it and you can be brought to conclusions about it and you can be convinced. Yeah. Try to do that with the system itself. No. We have it in recovery. It's one of the biggest delusions. The person completely who's been taken over by the actor is confronted with tons of evidence that it's not managerial quality. It just takes a gulp and goes, I gotta manage better. It just doesn't get it. And self can't get out of self is not for self. It's for us. It's describing a system we're relying on that's failed. And the system cannot get that it's failed. It will just keep on keeping on. And you see it in spirituality. People have got to the point they are willing to accept it could take lifetimes for this spirituality to work. That is an insane. That's a lot of faith in the failed system. It really is. It is. And I don't believe it deserves much faith. I don't. It's shown its cards, hasn't it? We have the biggest thing that kills people in AA is resentment. What is a resentment? It's a re-feeling. What's telling you how you felt in the past? Your head. Are you feeling it now? No, it makes something up. Yeah. This whole place, you're like a bad comedy show that you're the only one who subscribes to. You renew the show every year. It sucks. Yeah. May have been interesting at the first few years. Now it sucks. Yeah. But it's you, so you keep paying the subscription. I think I've seen this movie before, Die Hard 11 and shit like that. Yeah. So I believe the action figure can be convinced. Does the action figure convince itself? No. But I think it can come to a point where it's convinced. And that way, that's where surrender turns into surrendered. So now this action figure is surrendered. It's not thinking I deserve the stars, I deserve this or that. It's quite happy that I have cushions on this fucking seat that I'm sitting on. Because I got a skinny ass. It is. It's busting with gratitude right at the moment.
All
It's
right,
just
thank you.
really simple, really simple. And I just say all these things just to trigger that sense of knowing. Yeah, it's not to trigger a drive to get knowledge. No, a knowing. It's like there is a knowing that the head does not want to know. That is our unsuspected condition, which is what we are. Yeah. Trying to find it as what you're not doesn't work. Yeah. That's a simple statement in this invitation. It's not that it's great and you may make your skin more lustrous and you'll have a loving gaze. All that may happen. Yeah. And it may be really good, but that's all going to end anyway. Literally. Yeah. But the overemphasis of what you're not is what needs to be pointed out. Because obviously, if you talk to someone about what they are, it doesn't do much. So now we describe what we're not because it sure sounds like what you think you are. And then you give it the negation of it. All right. You describe exactly how you work and you realize that's not you working. Fantastic. Yeah. Yeah. So,
We have, yeah, Dr. Joe has another question, and then we have a question from the chat.
well, let's go with the chat first. Dr. Joe can wait a second. All right.
Okay, yeah, Sean from NorCal's microphone is broken, and he wants to know what Fatso thinks of the Christmas tree and if he's tried to destroy it yet.
No, Fatso doesn't come out here much. The cat. Fatso's realm is in the bedroom. She sneaks out here to take a look, just to see where the big black beast Lola is, the dog. And then she scurries back. But she actually has a new, she comes out of here, goes through the kitchen, goes through the garage, and goes back to the bedroom. So she takes a three, she does one orbit of the planet of Wilmack Avenue, and then secretly is back in the bed. So she hasn't gotten that close to the thing. And the dog is great here. I think I got it. Yeah. She's just chilling. She's pondering the message. See? Seriously, she's in a pause right now.
Yes.
She's pondering the message. And does this mean I'm still going to eat? Yes. Don't worry, honey. Don't worry. Just they're all misunderstandings that get triggered. You're going to have food. Don't worry. Am I going to lose all my hair? No, you're not going to lose your hair. You're going to be just like you are, a dog. Yeah, just like you are, but just much more loosely. Yeah. All right, so we go back to, so yes, Fatso is, we had, never mind. Fatso's coming around. Someone had to go in the bedroom last night, and Fatso went over to it and then gave her a little nip on the
Oh,
finger and then
wow.
ran away. Yeah. So a little nip from Fatso is a profound statement from the cat. Yes. She hates me a lot. She bites me constantly. I don't like how you open the door because I let her in and out thousands of times in this 8 years, 9 years, thousands. The thing's almost broken, the handle. It was never meant to be used as many times. And she's the emphasis of the statement. You can't get out of what you're not in. You can't get into what you're not out of because that's what she does. She looks out. I let her out. She looks in. I let her in. She looks out. I was observing it for years. I said, wow, that looks quite familiar to me. I feel that's what the head's doing all day. It's trying to get out of what it's not in and get into what it's not out of. It's insane. Yeah. All right. Bring in Dr. Joe.
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking about, I guess this duality, so to speak, of our head and our heart, in the sense of the heart being like a universal center rather than a just a personal center, even, this kind of moreness, but that isn't a selfish moreness, right? The part of, not the whole thing of, us understanding. That kind of dichotomy and that push and pull, and it's a wonderful gift to be able to help people in that way. To be able to, I use the word liberation, but to be able to have an understanding and a centeredness about me, to have a sensitivity, in that arena, that area of intellect alone, so to speak, because it's what is it, right? What are we, what realm is it, and in that way, if there's a nothingness, involved in it, then it's hard to point at and pin down what that is, but it's very real and very present, sometimes we just call it spirit. And like I said, I'm just so grateful, to have this gift and to have people to listen to me. And it's a nice thing to reflect on before the holidays, I would say, that this is always around this spirit. And so anyways, blessings, everybody. Thank you so much. Love you. Happy holidays.
Yes. But in a sense, when we're looking at duality, it's really meant to point out to who's looking at it. So we use the two to negate the one. So you look at the heart and the mind, whose heart and whose mind. So in the two, there's a reflection of the false one. And by seeing the two, it leads to a negation of the one, I feel. All right. Thank you. Okay, so I'm gonna take off quickly. No. No, we're gonna have some food or something. All right, so yes, we've got Nick. Nice to see you, Nick.
Good to see you,
Kat,
Paul.
yes, nice to see you, bro. Stephen Mack on Having Never Left. Fantastic. We got Kathy in Cleveland. We just the mathematics of the mind would obviously lend itself to point out there's a primary number one. We just want to sort of maybe by seeing how it doesn't work, maybe there'll be a loss of interest in enough, and another number will be adopted, which is zero. Richard Ascot. Either that's Edda or there's a mannequin of Edda.
It's said, it's definitely
It's Edda. All right.
Hi, hi.
Nice to see you.
You too.
Roman Mueller, my man in Germany. Yes. Chris H. The day's coming, Chris. Yeah, you got it. You only have a few more days. Wow. Jamie. Nice to see you. Chris B, as always. Johannes, our friend from Germany. Annette, oh, you got shelter, Annette. You looked really like an extra in the movie The Thing, up in Antarctica. Everything reminds me of movies. It's pretty good, actually. So we got Annette, we have Jay. Nice to see you, Jay. Vlad, as always, a man in Portugal. Graham, I think you're still in Spain. Nice to see you. Thank you. Say hello to your lovely gal. Shannon, as always, nice job, Shannon. Yeah, thank you. Eric in SoCal. Nice to see you, bro. Saraswati, nice to see you. You're back in Carolina. Yes, I think so. Mr. Bitterman from the Detroit area.